Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Hey, I'm Angela H. Brown, editor of Slug Magazine, and you're listening to Slug Sound Waves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly content about music, art, action sports, and subculture. So here in the Slug Soundwave studio tonight, I'm really excited to be sitting with three of my colleagues here on the editorial department at Slug, and we're going to be talking about some of our favorite releases from this year, 2014. Before we kind of get into the specifics of these releases, let's just go around and introduce ourselves, who we are, what we do, starting with you, Alex.
Hi, I'm Alexander Ortega, and I'm the managing editor at Slug Magazine.
Hi, I'm Christian Schultz, and I am the junior editor.
My name's Henry Glasheen, and I am the digital content coordinator at Slug Magazine.
And I'm Angela Brown, editor. So this year was a really great year for local music, and I found that it was actually pretty difficult to kind of narrow it down to just one act to talk about tonight. How did you guys feel?
I felt kind of similar. Like, there were quite a few releases for this year, and my main problem was kind of tracking a few of them down. Like, I heard that a few bands had put out releases, and then they had, you know, postponed releasing them until next year or something like that. So it was kind of like a cool year because there was a lot of new band activity, a lot more profile on local bands, a lot more attention on local bands.
Yeah, I think I felt the same. There was the amazing Baby Ghost release. I also, in addition to Gavin, who included this in his extended review, thought the Big Wild Wings release was also really good.
Yeah, it was good.
And so it was difficult to choose.
And Cult Leader.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's just like, oh, wow, Cult Leader was still in 2014. And it seems, you know, it's like it was our April cover.
I know. It's so crazy. This year just went by so fast.
Yeah.
Christian, what were some of the bands that you did not pick to play tonight that you almost picked?
I really enjoyed the Circulars 2014 album. They released a great EP in 2013, followed up with that with another great release this year. And I really loved it. Baby Ghosts, another great band that sort of came into their own this year with their album Maybe Ghosts.
Also a cover story of the magazine.
Mm-hmm. September, look it up.
And, you know, we don't have time to really go over all of the great local releases of 2014, so let's kind of just launch right in with you, Alex. One of the bands that you wanted to talk about was Foster Body and their release Landscapes.
Yeah, I was at the release show for Landscapes, which happened at Diabolical Records on Edison Street between 2nd South and 3rd South. I don't know the exact address, but, and it was a really great show. And that show included Discoid A, it included The Circulars, Fossil Arms, and Foster Body. I just think from that release show, it was really apparent that this was one of the local releases of the year. They released it not only on Bandcamp, as everyone does, but on a tape. And I'm increasingly more and more of a fan of the tape format, depending on the genre of music. And I feel like Foster Body is kind of raucous enough to really warrant a tape where it kind of has that ephemeral quality of media that's, you know, really fun to unearth your Sony Walkmans for. Something that really attracts me to Landscapes in the way of the music as an album is that it really builds anxiety and kind of like can just tense up and swell and tense up and swell. And I think it's another really good example of how punk, especially punk that's has like volatile vocals and like these very at least crashes of cacophony, can actually be really dynamic if you learn how to listen to it.
Great. So, you know, we're going to hear a track right now. We're going to hear Fixed Utility from Foster Body off of their first full-length album, Landscapes.
Yeah.
That was Fixed Utility by Foster Body off of their 2014 full-length album, Landscapes. That clocked in at about a minute 52 and nice and short, loud, fast.
Sharp, sharp shock.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about the lead singer in this project.
Robin Banks is the front person for this project, and he is an illustrator. They've been illustrating for Slug for some time, and Robin has done a Record Store Day cover. Robin has also done the recent October UFOs in Fort Duchesne cover. And so I really like Robin's vocal style because it kind of teeters on a sort of like clean but loud sort of technique, and then sort of spirals into this scratchy, almost snarly type of delivery. Something to note is when this was recorded, the lineup included Deanna Durfee on bass, Corey Daniel Martin on guitar, and Madison Donnelly on drums. They've since had a lineup change, and now Jeremy Devine of Chalk now plays drums for Foster Body. And you can check out this album and stream it for free at fosterbody.bandcamp.com. They also have an exclusive track for the City of Dis compilation that was released locally, which you can hear at cityofdis666.bandcamp.com.
And we'll also provide links to those on our website, slugmag.com, for those of you that want to click through that way. Excellent. Christian, let's talk about your pick. Who did you want to talk about today?
I picked Braden Jay's Heaven House as one of my favorite albums of 2014. The track that I chose was A Complete Forgetting. Braden released this album June 25th on Patient Sounds Records digitally and on cassette. And Braden has been sort of this nebulous but very steady force in the Salt Lake music community. He's been releasing music for years under various guises and projects.
Yeah, what are some of the other projects for those listeners that may have heard him in other incarnations?
You may have heard Braden Jay's work in projects such as Sleepover, which played Slugs Localized a few years back. They were an indie pop band in the tradition of Go Sailor, Tiger Trap. He's been involved with projects such as Navigator, Wild Wizards, Weighted Pines, Mario Kart, II, and the list goes on and on. He has worked with various cassette labels such as Moondial Records and Magic Goat, which were based in Utah.
So Christian, tell us about this track that we're about to hear.
He recorded this sort of as a solo project. It's an album of sort of lush, ambient shoegaze.
Great. So let's listen to the track by Braden Jay right now, A Complete Forgetting, off of his 2014 full-length album, Heaven House.
Thank you.
We just heard A Complete Forgetting by Braden J off of his most recent record, Heaven House. I love that track. In fact, I've actually been a huge fan of his work for years, and it makes me kind of fall into this meditative state, specifically this album.
Yeah, I think it's very aptly named, A Complete Forgetting. It's, you know, we should play it for yoga next week, I think. and it wasn't cheesy. I think it's actually has this quality to it where it could be used to score a film or something, very particular place or whatnot.
Yeah, a common problem I find with a lot of ambient acts is that it almost kind of feels like you've got layer upon layer, and then it builds up to this crescendo, and then layers get taken off and off. But that kind of had this weird, like almost wave-like synthesis between several different tones and sounds. And like, while it is very relaxing, the melody is actually pretty subtle and engaging, which is very uncharacteristic of ambient.
It's really balanced.
And the whole album plays out that way through, you know, each track. You know, you hear waves of layers and lush build-ups and crescendos too, but in a very sort of sonorously pleasing way, kind of lets you drift away into the music.
It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Christian. All right, we're going to switch out to a message from one of our underwriters, and we'll be right back with Henry's pick.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Sundance, Utah. Be the first to see iconic films like Reservoir Dogs, Memento, and the Oscar-nominated Beasts of the Southern Wild that have all premiered in years past. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Hi, it's me, Bill Allred, and if you haven't been listening to my podcast, The Let's Go Eat Show, here's some of what you've been missing.
Hope Woodside, Channel 13. You've been on that station for 17 years? That's very unprecedented. You and Bob, you have worked with no other partner, is that correct?
Well, in Bob, previous ever? Jobs.
Well, but I mean here,
not, yeah.
Just
no,
Bob.
No.
Do you hate him yet?
What are you getting?
Download the Let's Go Eat Show now. It's available on iTunes and theletsgoeatshow.com.
Henry, you're up next. Let's hear your local pick from 2014.
So my local pick from 2014 is actually by this band. They're pretty new. They're called Delusions of Godhood. And it's kind of funny. I first heard this band when I was at a show. I was there early, which is really uncharacteristic for me. Usually I'm a little bit late. And we started seeing these guys set up. You know, everyone's asking each other, like, who's on the bill? Who's the opener for tonight? And then we look at the band name and we're like, Delusions of Godhood? Who are these guys? And these guys come up and they're all wearing these polo shirts and stuff, and they're getting all set up and putting their equipment together. Everyone's looking at each other like, what's gonna happen here? This is kind of weird. And then about halfway through the first song, me and my good friend are looking at each other and we're like, holy shit, this is awesome. And it's crazy. These guys play this old school, like, melodic death metal, like Gothenburg style, and it's totally, totally, totally awesome. These guys are extremely musically talented, and I really, really enjoyed their show, and I look forward to hearing a lot more from them. So this is from their 2014 single, Through the Jaws of Perdition. They are releasing a full-length album called Dreamscapes later in 2015, but I felt like these guys have been working real hard to put out their music, and I really wanted to give these guys a shout-out. So, yeah.
Cool. And just to clarify, so this is a single, kind of little teaser for a full length that we will hear in 2015.
Absolutely.
Do we know what month it's coming out yet?
You know, we actually don't. I've talked with these guys and they've had a few delays that have come up in the production of their album. And it's, you know, it's just inevitable. When you're a local band, it's always an uphill struggle. So I applaud these guys really trying to put something out there so that we can have a taste of what's coming in 2015.
Great. So let's hear the track Through the Jaws of Perdition by Delusions of Godhood.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Delusions of Godhood's 2014 single, Through the Jaws of Perdition. Henry, that was pretty epic. I gotta say, after hearing that, I really want to see these guys live. I can see why you were so just, I mean, you know, blown away.
We should play that for yoga next week. I'm serious, we've done that.
I'd be down, seriously.
Yeah, I really liked the pacing. I like that it didn't necessarily go for the jugular right away. It lends it a sense of groove, I think.
As a new disciple to the Church of Death Metal, I really enjoyed that. It's a great pick.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of funny because, like, when you grow up and you're, like, listening to metal, especially anybody who's, like, in high school and, like, the early aughts, like, you hear, like, these bands like Children of Bodom and Kalma and, you know, it's this style that was really, really popular, like, maybe 10, almost, like, 12, 13 years ago. And these guys stopped making, either they've stopped making that style of music, or like in Kalma's case, they've just kind of kept going on with it, but kind of refined it into something a little bit different. And these guys kind of have like this cool, raw, early, well, okay, mid-period melodic death metal sound that you just don't hear it anymore. And to hear it locally, that's really cool. That speaks a lot for our metal scene.
They really do justice to that subgenre, I think. And I thought the melodic phrasing of the guitars was also really good. It has that like almost video game sort of feel, but like, again, not to repeat myself, it's not like cheesy. It's like actually really cool melodies is how I would describe it.
We'll make sure to include a link to that single for listeners to download. So the band that actually I picked is a band called Fossil Arms, and they actually played our Slug Magazine staff holiday party earlier this month. And the track is called Dirty Dreamer, and it's off of their second album, which is called Only Ever Have Nightmares When I'm Ill. And this band, it's a duo, so it's a two-piece, a woman named Melanie Maglioni on keys, and Chaz Costello on bass, and also on keys and some other kind of synth stuff. And it was really fun seeing them play live. They played at a localized showcase, and they gig actually very frequently around town. It was, they did this sort of like dark wave synth punk that's very reminiscent of the mid-80s. In fact, they even played a New Order cover at our holiday party. so that was kind of fun. So let's hear the track now. It's called Dirty Dreamer.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Dirty Dreamer by Fossil Arms off of their 2014 album, Only Ever Have Nightmares When I'm Ill. So while we were listening to that track, we actually started kind of talking about our thoughts about the band. So I thought maybe we could pick up with some of your thoughts, Alex.
As with any bands, their recorded character is a little bit different from their live character. And this is a really smooth track. The whole album's really smooth. When they play live, they have a little bit more of a raw sound. And I like them both. And I'm often attracted to a bit of rawness in a band like this, hence their live incarnation. Just because I think it's fun to like watch these sort of synthesized electronic instruments take on a little bit more of a calloused kind of character.
Yeah, and to kind of comment on that, I mean, you know, The Holiday Party was the first time I actually ever heard this band, and it was kind of funny to hear that recording and just to hear them live. It's like a totally different experience. There's much more like, there's more of an aggressive sound to their keys and to their vocals that didn't come through on the recording, but
And even visually too, because I mean, I think a lot of times when you see synth bands play, right, they're just so stoic, you know, they're not really animated, and they get really into it. At least Chaz does.
Chaz is such a great performer. Their live shows are incredible, and Chaz is also in a band called Jaws.
Which is also another incredible band, Jaws.
Speaking to their live show, I've seen these guys a lot, and oftentimes their shows are plagued by sort of equipment malfunctions. They've got a lot of different wires crossing. This album is really special because it captures sort of their energy that they have in their live shows in sort of a recorded
visceral way.
It really shows what they're capable of, right? And I think that's so great is some bands are fantastic in the studio and then you see them live and you get a little disappointed, but I think Fossil Arms are a great example of someone who, you know, they're equally incredible, but two different experiences.
I think something that's interesting about the songs on Only Ever Have Nightmares When I'm Ill is that, like, there are a lot of hooks, almost. And, like, when you say a hook in music, you kind of just think about general sense of, like, rock and roll guitars. It's even a real tactile word, like hook. But I think just a lot of the progressions with this album are really catchy, and there's a really solid sense of like, oh, this is the kind of the chorus, and and then it just undulates and goes in waves.
That's cool. I kind of get where you're driving at too, because like it's funny because when I hear stuff like this, that's really like trying to capture this style that was really prevalent in the 80s, but without the cheese factor, without like a lot of these experiments that were happening during the 80s where people were trying to like go more poppy. These guys are really like controlled in their performance. They have like this almost like gothic bearing on the album, which is kind of cool. I really like how almost deadpan Chaz's vocals are, and I don't know, I really get off on like the ghouly vocals for some reason in a lot of 80s pop.
I think he does run them through a vocal effects processor, just to put that out there.
I describe Fossil Arms as New Order if Ian Curtis had stuck around.
They kind of remind me of a band who's on Sacred Bones right now called Lust for Youth. Although Lust for Youth has kind of gone in the direction of, albeit not cheesy, kind of that more like poppy sounds of the kind of new wave movement of the 80s. But they still have like a pretty strong like dark wave element to them as well. So I don't know, I think in that sort of dichotomy, they kind of exist as a resurgence of this style and
third wave dark wave.
Yeah, third wave dark wave magazine.
Great. Well, on that note, I think it's time to close this episode. This has been so much fun, you guys. We need to do this more often. Just sitting around talking about music, sharing our favorite picks. It's a good time.
I mean, we do sometimes in the office get to talk about like our musical interests and our stylistic meanderings through music, but it's kind of cool to hear your perspective, especially on each other's music, because there's kind of like a cool sense to where I'm kind of new to a lot of the local like psychedelic and synth pop type stuff that's going on. And it's kind of cool to hear it through your hear it through your ears. Is that even a thing?
Yeah. I think you can hear something through someone else's ears.
I think that's illegal. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I'm pretty sure you could at least do it in like the Patriot Act era.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, I just want to thank you again, Alexander Ortega, Managing Editor, Kristen Schultz, Junior Editor, and Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator, for being here today and spending some time telling Slug listeners what you're listening to.
Totally. Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to follow us on Twitter and see what we listen to in the office every day when we're working, you can check out our hashtag, Slug Playlist, and of course, our Twitter feed. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter at Slug Soundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine, produced by Gavin Sheehan. Associate producers Alexander Ortega, Kristen Schultz, Henry Glasheen, and John Ford. Executive producer is myself, Angela H. Brown. Main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd. Technical design by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.